Hi there, I'm Yorick, this is Brad, and we should have been doing this with Kurt, but he's stuck in the transit, so it will be just the two of us today. We'll give the short presentation of FreeCAD. Is it okay if I do the introduction? Okay, then I will just give a short introduction of the project for who doesn't know it, and then we'll show a little bit of example of what we do around FreeCAD and other stuff. So for who doesn't know FreeCAD yet, it's a 3D modeling application. Basically, we used to say it's a 3D application made to build objects that will be built in the real world, to make the difference with like applications that are used to make animation or movies or stuff like that, which is not the focus of FreeCAD, because it has all those precision tools to make really precise things, such as this thing. It's really made to make such objects. From people use it to make small electronic components up to buildings. I'm an architect myself. I use it to draw buildings. Brad is in CNC. He uses more for CNC. And there's a wide range of uses around FreeCAD. And basically, it's most of FreeCAD users use it to do 3D printing. That's it, I believe, its main use today. It began in 2002 with two developers, and now there are like, I would say, 20 or 30 people committing every week or so. So it's really growing, and it's going quite well, actually. And an interesting part of it, that's what we want to showcase today, is that we have, it's not really a project with, I would say more than half of the developers are not from the programming background. I myself, I'm an architect. Brad is also not a formal programmer. And most of the developers didn't learn programming formally. They just came to the project, and since it's quite easy to grasp some Python from it, because it's you have that Python console all the time. Everything you do in FreeCAD reflects in the Python console, which is around here. Every time you push a button, you get actually a Python command printed and executed there. So it's quite didactic. You use FreeCAD and you learn some Python on the way. And most of the developers entered the projects that way, actually. Many of them. There are some professional programmers as well. So this is what I'm going to talk about. You want to start? Or okay. Mm-hmm. So I will show you a little bit of what I do with FreeCAD. I'm an architect by trade. That's my day job. And actually, we have this architecture studio, myself, more four or five people, which is almost totally open source. It has no physical location. All the projects we do are mostly open source. We just